Hello, and welcome to Librarians and Leviathans. Today, Librarians and Leviathans proudly present Necropolitans, a Pathfinder campaign that goes wildly off the rails. Featuring Becca as Iris Rogstutter, Nathan as Jarl Bronson, Ollie as Makoa, and of course me, Shim, as the Dungeon Master. After a series of frankly silly nautical shenanigans, the undead adventurers arrive in the city of Azir and decide to steer clear of that whole lost city affair. Finally in control of their own fates, they begin the long, long walk across the continent in search of Jarl's master.
Episode 30.
I look at her directly, staring, without eyes. Hey.
Yay, we have Craig.
Hello, Craig. How are you?
Well, thank you.
Do it.
Hey. Sorry, I was being slow. Right.
Nice.
No worries.
We should not encounter any more lightning strikes, hopefully, in the nearby future.
Don't jinx it, god damn it, Nathan.
Well, we nearly got hit just now, so I'm assuming
there's first.
Of course, Nathan nearly got hit by lightning. What do you expect?
I was late for 10 minutes and you. Fucking hell, Nathan.
Well, yeah, so I only just got back on the thing after it, so yeah.
What did you do?
I did nothing. The lightning nearly hit us. That's it.
What did you do?
I just sat in my room in front of my computer, and next thing I know, the whole room was lit up by lightning. I can still hear the thunder in the background.
Oh, you mean you are actually? Okay.
Yeah, real life, Nathan.
Okay, that's slightly better. Slightly.
10. Reflection. Wait, where does that come from? Armor. Half plate. How much shielding should half plate give you?
Half plate 8, 7, one of the two.
8 sounds about right. For some reason, the Pathfinder sheet is saying it has an armor class of 9.
No, that's definitely full plate. Full plate, stone plate, stone sounds... maiden plate, and helmet plate.
Let's see. Show.
Half plates plus 8. Plus 8, minus 7, 40%.
Is it because automatic bonus progression, maybe?
No, so I've got that in a separate column. Okay, so I think I may have just typed this in wrong. Oh, let's give it a view. No. Cool. Right.
That could also explain it, true.
Recalculate defenses. My armor class. What? That doesn't make any sense.
No.
My armor class has gone down by 2 now, though, despite the fact I reduced the bonus from 9 to 8. It's gone down by 2.
Okay.
That's what you get for being honest.
What's max dex have you got?
Well, it doesn't matter. My dex is 12, so it'll always. That's the bit max.
Half places plus 0.
It's half place plus 0?
Yeah.
I see.
Wow.
Okay, so I need to get full plate, so that will get me 2 extra AC in exchange.
Yeah.
Because a full plate is plus 1, isn't it?
Yeah. Because banded mail field plates are plus 7 and plus 1 dex, and then full plate, helmet plate, and stone plate all. Why is stone plate was plus 1? I suppose it is meant to be basically full plate, but yeah.
It's very expensive full plate for your discerning druid.
That is true, yeah. But you may as well just drag. Actually, no, dragon scale is more expensive, so yeah, actually. Stone plate is better for a druid. Although it limits it limits speed, that's what it does. It's only got 15 foot movement for speed.
So, how is everyone?
Oh, I see what I've done wrong. I'm being stupid.
Yeah, I'm okay.
I'm having fun. Got phone today saying, oh, are you all ready for your trial shift at a restaurant tomorrow? I was like, my what now? So, see, admittedly, I'm working earlys right now, so I could have made it at 6 o'clock, but it's like as far as I was aware, I was about to give up on being tired, but apparently I've got a trial shift, and I was like, I don't even know if I'm allowed to do a trial shift while on my current contract, so I now need to read my current contract and see if I'm allowed to do a trial shift. Because if they require me to do a trial shift and my current contract doesn't let me do a trial shift, then I'm just going to have to say, sorry, I'm not interested, because I'm not going to quit my job to do a trial shift in case of anything.
No, that's not a good idea.
I've got low whiz. I haven't got that low whiz.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, cool. I now have an AC of 21, and that's definitely correct now.
Nice.
Have you included automatic bonus progression?
Yes, which is why my half plate has given me +9.
Great.
I now just need to get
natural armor. Oh no, we've got a dodge. We've got a deflection.
Yeah.
Next level, I think, is natural armor.
Yeah. So have you got another plus spawn from somewhere then?
Wait. Oh, okay. For some reason. No, it should be 20. For some reason, it's still adding my modifier my dex modifier on.
Right, is this an online sheet?
It's the Roll 20 one.
Fair, weird. Did you put in, but it doesn't have it? Yeah.
I put max dex bonus 0.
Okay, weird. It sometimes takes a while to update. Like, the new sheet I found, I actually like a bit better because it's less complicated.
Is it the Pathfinder Simple?
No, it's not, but I need to try that as well. It's just the, what's it called?
Yes, I got it. Okay, I got it working. It's now says 20, that's correct.
Cool.
I just need to spam recalculate 3 times. That got it working.
Yeah,
it's gonna takes a while. It's why I didn't always use it for my macros.
To be fair, now that I've got the iPad, it's actually really useful to use the Roll20 app, and it actually works well.
Fair enough.
Up until now, it was painful to deal with.
Yeah. I might consider Roll20 sheets actually for Iris, because I can't use my normal sheets because they don't accept the undeads. It doesn't accept homebrew stuff, basically.
Nah.
I can force some stuff. I can't necessarily force that much stuff. I can force some of my house rules through. And actually, someone's built a mod for most of the house rules we use, because I stole them off someone else. That's a very commonly used set of house rules. All the feet tax stuff, basically.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's just a couple of slight tweaks on there.
Yeah. I just got annoyed that they were calling for into combat maneuver.
So, who would like to recap?
There was a puzzle that wasn't possible to be solved. And I'm very disappointed by the fact that I couldn't solve it. But
I'm working on it.
By the fact that I didn't solve it, I actually solved it.
Yes, I managed puzzle.
And Joel was still very confused about this, but he managed to open... I don't actually know what happened before that. All I remember is the puzzle. The puzzle is the defining moment of last session.
To be fair, I think we just went to the puzzle straight away, to be honest. I can't remember if we did us doing anything beforehand.
Anybody remember anything before the puzzle?
I think we pretty much just went straight to the puzzle.
Okay, yeah, went to the puzzle.
I climbed some stairs
you searched for magic a lot.
Yeah.
Yes,
there were some CPS snake sigils.
Yes.
Yes.
I still think of them as giant eyes in the mountain. Eyes in the mountain, weird step things that required a tango, which activated a tunnel down into the other world, which we went into, and we have encountered this room, which is potentially a teleportation room.
Yep.
Did we mention the crystal creature that tried to eat Becca?
There was that as well.
I don't remember that. Probably
there happened. Was a crystal creature that tried to eat
you. Oh, yes, I remember. I magic missiled it.
Yeah.
I think that was the last spell I had as well, so yeah.
Yep.
Well, last damaging spell, so please don't ask me for those kind of things.
Do you think we rely on you to more be... Yeah. I think Iris is damaged, Ollie's a healing and support spells, and you're...
Yeah, you need to be worried when I run out of spells.
Yeah, or when you run out of channels, that's when we get fucking worried.
Well, yeah, I've got a shit ton of them, so... We're running out of channels, people are doing things wrong.
Okay. Right. Cool.
So, and yes, there was a teleporting thing which you activated by just dumping magic into it.
Yes, we ray frosted that floor so hard.
Yep. As I recall, one end was frozen and one end was boiled.
I jolted it.
Oh, yes, jolted.
Electric death by electrocution, which actually I think means death by electrocution. Death by electricity.
Yeah, seems fair. So, and you felt an extremely powerful surge of teleportation, and you are somewhere?
Oh, yes, we're, like, in limbo. You left us at you teleport, essentially.
Indeed. You find yourself in... a space. There is a feeling of structure. It might vaguely remind you of Honeycomb. You seem to be somewhat restrained, but when you move, you realize it's almost like... to say this, you're not actually being held anywhere. It's almost like you've been padded for safety.
Okay.
So you can easily overcome these fairly weak sort of feeling. It's almost like the air around you feels dense, but once you start pushing against it, it becomes normal.
Okay.
So we've been bubble wrapped, essentially.
Yeah, metaphysically bubble wrapped.
I remove the metaphysical bubble wrap. Words.
Words you never thought were going to cross over.
Yeah.
I watch him as he removes the metaphysical bubble wrap.
Yep.
Anything happen to him?
No.
Okay. I shall join you in metaphysical bubble popping. So,
what happens now that I'm no longer protected by bubble wrap?
Nothing. The sense of being in a honeycomb cell sort of fades as you mentally unwrap yourself, and you are standing on a series of sort of very, very narrow concentric circles which blend into another series and so on ad infinitum into the distance as far as you can see. You can see those two as well.
Okay.
Above you, there is a roof. It seems to be metallic, you would say, sort of, or at least flecked with metallic something. It's pretty high up, probably 40 or 50 feet up. So this is more of a sort of cavern kind of thing. But again, it has that It's not a cavern. It's geometric. It's not the same kind of geometric. It's not crystals and stuff. It's someone's built this. There is a faint... make me a perception, actually.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you're distracted by working out where the other two are.
Okay.
There's no sign of... There's not very, very much sign of anything, to be honest. There's some stuff that vaguely resembles metallic seaweed. You know, if you're in kelp forests... Yeah, like, not nearly as much, but some sort of metallic ribbon-y stuff here and there, apparently at random. Just kind of floating up in the air as though it were underwater. You're pretty sure you're not underwater. I mean, obviously it has very little effect on you, but you've done that. You know what it feels like. But there's that sort of vaguely, you know, slowly wavy kind of impression to it.
Okay.
So, say I so I've removed this mental bandaging.
Yep.
If I focus very heavily on the thought of something, what happens?
What are you thinking of?
The ideas of ascension. Charles' current goal.
Not much.
Okay. Now, what happens if I start thinking about one of the other party members that I can't remember any of the names of?
You mean the ones who are here or the ones who aren't here?
The ones I'm certainly not wasn't stalling this entire time. The ones that are here.
Again, nothing very specific.
I actually can't remember either of your names. I'm sorry.
Iris.
That's it. I should write this down somewhere. I haven't written down on the other character sheet.
Yeah, I try to get in the habit of calling people by their character names. I don't do it sometimes, so...
Yeah.
I feel I'm better as DM, sometimes I don't know my players' actual names. I just know their character names.
Yeah.
That is how DMing for Nullsock works.
Well, yeah.
To be fair.
Why would you need to know people's names, honestly?
To be fair, I think on Saturday I called Murdwin by called Murdwin Charity more times than I called him Murdwin.
Yep. It's fine.
Okay. All right. What happens if I try a little bit of prestidigitation?
What would you like to do?
I like to make myself glow really, really bright.
Okay. You begin to glow very bright. The light reflects interestingly off the... Maybe a perception check.
Perception A.
Anyone who is watching Nathan do this can... also, make a perception check.
Cool.
Yeah.
Can anyone see my perception check?
Nope.
Okay. Only me.
No.
Okay. Somewhere along the lines.
You've always been sending to DM. Like, I've never seen your roles. There is a session on the sheet to change it, but it depends if you want to or not.
To be fair, I think a few times I've needed to roll something stealthily, so I might keep it that way.
As long as I can see it, it doesn't matter, honestly.
Mm.
So, you see the interesting way that the light reflects and rebounds off these many, many patterns of very, 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 very fine concentric circles. If you think of like, actually think of like a record, but everything's made of metal, the whole floor's made of metal. So yeah, it looks like brass, but you get the feeling it isn't.
How do I do that?
I have no idea.
Okay, I'll figure it out. I'll give you a shout back in a sec.
Yeah.
I can never understand this stuff.
Yes, the rest of you, okay, you can see above, and you can see it sort of just seems to stretch out to either side. Iris, what do you use for tracking?
Survival.
Okay, would you want to make me a tracking roll? It has whatever bonus you get for there being a lot of things.
I'll make a tracking roll and then we can work that out.
Yeah. Tell you what, you make the check and I'll look up what modifiers apply.
Oh boy, Iris.
What did you do?
Just got a low roll.
Ah, okay, that's cool. Not too bad.
It's just a will save. Oh, crap.
Oh, cool.
Good. Yeah.
Okay, so you're looking for 20 minus that. That one's interesting.
It's 15, isn't it?
Every 24 hours since the trail was made.
Oh. It makes sense. It's one of the few times Pathfinder tries to apply physics. Oh, not reality.
I think, weirdly, in this instance, it probably doesn't apply.
Well, simply, like, if you're on the moon, it wouldn't apply, so, yeah.
Yeah. Because... you were in a very, very static environment. Yeah. So you can see traces of traces of movement is correct. It's when you think about it, I mean, this is metal you're standing on.
Okay.
But you can see the traces of what you're pretty sure are feet, perhaps slightly clawed feet, smaller than you, having moved over these things.
Okay.
The
pigs are the things which used to live here, did they have clawed feet?
Possibly. Okay. For what it's worth, the base DC is 20 for hard ground.
Fair.
It's increased because it's metal. It's decreased for every 3 creatures in the group being tracked.
Ah, fair.
Make of that what you will. If I applied the every 24 hours thing, there would be no point asking you to roll.
But again, because as I said, the area is static and metal isn't exactly going to...
No, metal changes in one direction.
Yeah.
Okay. Nathan, make that 3. No, 2.
2?
Yeah.
Okay, I shall note that down. I need, like... where's the thing about Bob? Let's use that.
Jarl is staring sort of fixedly at the floor. I mean, he doesn't really have expressions, but something about his body language is a bit off.
I'm going to study him, because last time he was off, weird stuff happened.
It's less off than that. It's not that kind of off. It's just sort of...
We're still going to study him. But yeah. Jarl, is everything okay? Don't tell me you're feeling cold again.
I'm not cold. I'm just a little curious.
About?
I don't know.
Encouraging.
Surely you have to know what you're curious about to be curious about it.
I don't know. It was just interesting to look at. I haven't quite worked out what was interesting about
it. What are you looking at?
The floor. It's a little, something just doesn't quite work out.
Is he looking at the tracks or at something else?
No, he's looking at the way the light from his prestidigitation plays across the floor.
Okay, well, things have passed through here, but who knows when. It, by him seeing tracks we could follow. But we need to make sure that there's nothing awry about this place. We're going to look at where he's looking and pick up on whatever he's looking at.
Would you like to make a perception roll?
You have a Cyrus, don't mess up.
You can have your studied bonus on this. Hooray! Would you like to make a will save?
Oh boy. Oh, GR, this is for shenanigans.
Yeah, your eyes start following the light and the patterns of the tightly packed concentric rings, and you start to feel a little bit woozy before you sort of screw your eyes up and pull away from it. You're all standing in these sort of... Oh, you're all worse. I mean, there's these... As far as you can see, thousands and thousands of discs of tightly packed concentric circles everywhere. And you're pretty sure... I mean, any of you engineering? Seems to remember this was a no. That's fine. Yeah, that's probably a good thing in this instance. You're pretty sure that it's not mathematically possible for circles to tessellate perfectly.
Okay.
Nevertheless.
Joel, do I need to put another bag over your head or can you look away?
You can.
Yep. I can. I look at her directly, staring without eyes. Into the depths of a soul.
I've seen worse.
Wow.
That was technically a compliment.
So, Makoi, is there anything you would like to do?
I'm just going to make sure these people aren't going insane. And just be like, okay. That's going to give them a flat-ass stare.
I'd take offence to that, Ollie. I'm trying to be a whiz-based character for once.
What's your wisdom, 12?
Yes.
This is the problem.
I'm just going to say, she's nearly got double the amount of wisdom points
but,
I have.
Ollie, by whiz-based character, I meant the character hadn't dumped whiz or acts like they dumped whiz, because Ren and Gwen both technically have 12 whiz as well. Technically being the key word there, and I know exactly what I'm talking about. Gwen was meant to be sensible originally.
Really?
Really. Gwen's my one character who's fallen very much victim to, I don't know if you know the term, flanderization. She's very much fallen victim to that.
What's flanderization?
The idea that you focus on one trait of a person and that base, and you slowly focus on it more and more so it becomes the only thing they're known by. So this is everyone who she was originally basically meant to be a noble who was trained to be very good at what she did and had a lot of lessons and liked to make bets. But it's slow turned into that I can do everything and that I'll accept any challenge kind of thing. To the point she doesn't think things through first. Because she's originally meant to know her limits. Gwen currently doesn't know her limits because Gwen's Gwen. But yeah.
To be fair, I think Giles heading that way with the potential for mystic knowledge.
Yeah. It's because it's named after Flanders, who I don't know if you remember. Yeah. He became more and more about being Christian and more about being that kind of. Yeah.
So, what are you doing?
Well, we have these tracks.
Let's follow them.
That might be a good idea for trying to find the archives. Just so we can probably all stick together.
Yep, it gives us something, a common purpose. Shall we work together? You're best at following tracks, aren't you, Iris?
I have trained to do so, yes.
So, I think it's that way, but you let me know. I assist.
Yeah.
If I can figure out how to press the button.
I still only have one level on Slayer, so I don't actually have track yet. I don't know if she gets track. But...
Whoop, whoop. I rolled a 20, so I got an 18.
You might do better than Iris, because Iris can't roll well on any skill, to be honest.
I'll be honest, that's the only 20 I'm getting for the rest of today.
Yeah, treasure it. Between you, once you've worked this out, you're fine. And again, this is, honestly, you'd be able to take 10 or indeed 20 on this if you really wanted to, because you're just in a room. It's once you've worked out what's going on, it's fairly easy to tell. There's a line. You can sort of make out where all these tiny scratches have built up, and there's a definite sense of direction. So you can, and actually, are you following them?
Cautiously, yes.
Yeah, so gradually as you follow them, you'll realize there's more as you go on.
That doesn't make sense. Right? That doesn't make sense to you guys. It doesn't make sense to me.
Wait, what was it? One more time?
There's more tracks appearing out of where there was none. Now,
kind of like a tree? Or kind of like people converging on a location, maybe?
Well, no, because it's spreading out as if it's like a delta or like sand people.
No. Essentially, the tracks are straight, all of them.
Yes.
They're all going in the same direction, but the further you go,
the more tracks there are.
The denser the tracks are.
Oh, they're converging. Okay. That's either a good thing or a bad thing. All roads lead to Rome.
What's a Rome?
All leads lead to Cheliax.
Absalom.
It would be Taldor.
Wouldn't it be Absalom?
Taldor, Absalom. I say Taldor because Taldor's basically kind of like the Roman / Byzantine Empire in that it rose and then fell. British Empire and,
I mean, technically all roads lead to Sigil, but...
Sigil?
See, I'm looking at the Taldor, I'm thinking this is more Camelot. Death Rattles. Planescape.
Anyway.
Okay, regardless. Roads lead to Rome.
After not that long, you'll eventually sort of glimpse what must be the sides of this thing in the distance. Actually, Marco will be able to see it because his vision extends twice as far.
Mm-hmm.
You can see essentially it's this huge metal chamber with this strange metallic seaweedy stuff here and there. After a little while, the circles just stop, and it's just this sort of slightly oddly ridged metal surface, and you also begin to realize it's very slowly descending.
So, has anybody else noticed that?
Assumedly, considering it's being pointed out.
Yeah.
No, that's what Jarl's saying. So, what do we think that we should be doing about this?
I mean, there's only one way to go, and that's forward, right?
Yeah. We're already being careful, but as if we stick next to each other and keep an eye out. I don't suppose either of you two have any spells that can allow us to put anything around, or at least make us more aware of what's going on.
Let's see.
No.
Like, to be fair, mechanically, I don't think there's heightened awareness, and that's about it, to be honest.
Detect magic might be the only thing that might help us in any way.
It may be an idea to keep, well, at least one of you to keep it up.
I'm assuming you do have that up, unless I'm told otherwise, basically, at this point. Cool. That's been your strategy throughout this dungeon.
Yeah, I shall have Detecto Magico.
Okay.
One day I will also have that. I have a fuck ton of spellcraft, I just don't have Detect Magic.
You can get you a wand of Detect Magic if it'll make you feel better.
But that's using magic, though, whereas if I have an innate ability, it's not truly magic.
True, Iris would probably be happier with that.
So,
but what's Iris's opinion on divine magic? Because arcane magic is the power of the witch. But does she feel better about divine magic and psychic magic?
Divine magic and psychic magic can still be abused. It's simply like, because she accepted Makura easier because he was divine magic. I thought you were divine magic.
As far as she can tell.
As far as you
can
tell.
She probably assumes you're a weird cleric.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Assume I'm a weird
cleric. Oh, you're both, aren't you? She assumes you're a weird cleric as well. But all magic can be abused. So,
Same applies with spell like abilities, racial power.
We don't talk about that.
Okay, regardless.
She's probably scared of, if this is the point, she wouldn't want to use magic herself because she'd be worried about herself becoming drawn in by magic.
Your conversation echoes beautifully off the resounding metal walls of the chamber.
She's not admitting that externally. Probably just says,
Must learn telepathy.
Joel's feet also echo beautifully off the...
I'm not that heavy.
Made of metal.
I'm 50 pounds. I'm the lightest one here.
Have you ever tapped a vase with a fork?
You're the lightest one here?
Yeah.
I'm a skeleton.
I'm 50 pounds. How much is your weight? Bones are pretty heavy, I think.
I'm just bones. My armor is 25 pounds, in all fairness. That's about it.
About 11 kilograms.
Alright, so 11 kilos, so that's 2.2, isn't it?
6 pounds, apparently, here.
Ha-ha.
So 24... I think. So 24 plus 25, so you'll be just lighter than me. I guess you have gear, but then I've got an absolute ton of gear, so you probably would be just lighter.
Yeah, I've only really got, like, my armor and my weapon.
Yeah.
Oh, Jarl has so much stuff on him.
Yeah.
There is a reason he is muscle wizard. It's so he can carry all this stuff.
So, you march cheerily down the corridor.
I'm chalking up the way.
Yeah. There's one way.
True, down. But you know, these tracks could vanish. So
yeah, well, I mean, you've already seen space time bending magic, so or something. Anyway, space bending something in several places. So that's probably a good idea. And after a while, the track will. You realise it's narrowing, and it's narrowing to more of a sort of ordinary, more of what you might call a corridor, rather than a ridiculously huge room for some reason. You know, it'll narrow to be, 40 feet wide, mere 20 feet high, you know, that kind of thing. And it will gradually double back on itself. And again, you can...
you can notice all this. The intricate patterns on the walls grow ever more elaborate as you descend. And you can probably keep going for quite a long time, to be honest. You will start to notice it's getting steeper. And steeper. And steeper. It's close to the point where it's almost a staircase, but not quite. And then Makoa's eyes will pick out the glint of silver up ahead.
Perceive. Can I get a better look of, like, the silver thing?
Yeah, it's big and shiny.
How do we guys wish to approach this?
Carefully, with stealth.
Okay, cool. Right, that sounds like a plan.
You would say, like, if you creep forward just a little bit, so it's not the outskirts of your vision. Because the thing is, it's not really small for being far away, because it's not that, it's just your dark vision has a limit. So it's more kind of, it fades into view. And it basically seems to be a big silver square standing upright. You can probably make an educated guess at what that is.
Oh. A door. Maybe.
Well, there's only two choices, really.
A portal to another realm.
Okay, three choices. I mean, arguably, that is what a door is.
An aperture into another reality. Another frame of reference. Which... Okay, cool. Let's just walk up to the store, how about? How do people feel? Yes. Well, right.
I should go first.
I know I'm wearing a set of armor, but I don't know if I'm the best person to be best suited to go first.
I just said I should go first.
Ah, right. Yes. Yeah. Go first. I shall stand 20 feet away from you.
Yeah, we'll approach the door.
Okay. I'm assuming you're going to not walk on the glyphs of warding that Jarl will have pointed out.
We're flying, but yes, we won't go near them at all.
Yeah.
In case they do have, like, a upper region area as well.
Yeah. They're along the sides of the thing. So you're now basically in a sort of 30-foot wide chamber in which there is a 10-foot by 10-foot set of double doors.
Okay. Let's perceive these doors a bit closer.
Yeah. They are ornate. They've actually got not just geometric patterns, but actual art on them. There's more of these representations of the what you assume are the beings that live here.
Okay.
And some, there's none of the scary patron things, but there's some sort of like stuff that looks vaguely mystical in some sense.
Right.
You know, like maybe the equivalent of the kind of thing you might expect to see on a temple.
Okay. I mean, that makes some sense. Okay. How heavy do the doors look?
I mean, they're 10 foot tall and appear to be made of either very, very shiny steel or silver.
Fair point, Dagan. I will say that silver's a lot lighter.
Yeah.
But yeah, if we are sure there are no traps, we will attempt to open one. Bearing in mind I have Ant Hall on myself.
Yeah, I mean, you've made a very good perception roll. You actually can't see any traps. There is no... In fact, I will go further. You're pretty confident that there are not any traps on these doors.
Okay.
I just had a thought.
Mm-hmm.
your opinion of this thought may vary. So, you remember that time I may have ever so slightly started summoning that city inside the city?
Yes.
If I just started chanting that ritual... Hear me out. If I just started chanting that ritual and we saw what started coming and I stopped midway so it didn't actually come, but we could see what might also need to be here, because I feel like that might be another part of reality. We could at least have an idea what we might be about to walk into. So, okay,
summon that other reality here and completely ignore the fact, because that stuff does not...
I promise you that I'll only go partway through the ritual. We'll only summon a little bit of it.
No.
Oh, come on. I think this time we might be able to learn something pretty decent.
If the last time you started summoning it, you already weakened the boundaries, so it's faster next time.
I'll stop faster. I'll stop early. As soon as we see what kind of what's happening, I'll stop.
You weren't aware what was happening last time. It's possible that next time...
It wasn't that I wasn't aware. It's just that I wasn't perhaps considerate of your personal opinion on the matter. Now I am.
I saw things you did not while you were doing that. If I somehow miss it this time, or...
You're really good at this.
I will try. However, I don't... This is weird magic and weird things. If I somehow miss it, and if we all somehow miss it, then we could not realise when to stop. Perhaps we should open the door first, and then if we see the need to do this ritual, then we do it. Especially if this place might be a temple, who knows what's on the other side.
True. All right. Let's bust down this door.
Well, I was going to open it rather than bust, but sure.
Well...
Yeah, I was going to go with carefully open, quietly, maybe.
I was potentially thinking thunder stomping the door, but yeah, okay, let's just push it open.
Yeah, we'll slowly push or pull it open, which I'm waiting to go.
Cool. Should we stealth our way around through so that we can stealthily open the door?
If you want.
Well, I'd rather if I was... If you guys want to help, okay, but my best if just one person's at the front. In case there is a trap.
We should die as a team.
We already did that.
Yeah. We've been there, done that, got a t-shirt. No, it doesn't make sense where to put more at risk than necessary.
You're saying this to the guy who's currently leaning on the door, pushing it open.
I swear to God.
Because he totally didn't fuck his... He didn't screw up his stealth roll.
I'm just going to push away from you.
Yep. I'm going to make a stealth check.
Okay.
I'm going to make one of those too. Fuck it, we'll just let Joel do... If Joel's assistant, we'll let Joel do all the work and then we'll just self-check while off in the corner.
Yeah.
We try to be selfless. He wouldn't let me do it. It's fine.
You were selfless earlier and now it's my turn to be selfless. You can't go hogging all the glory.
I don't hog all the glory. I just think I can take more damage than you. You guys are casters and you have your own specialization. I fight for myself, Jack, as well.
It's because you're having an argument about which of you is going to be martyring.
Well, it's funny, I'll tell you, I have my specializations, you have yours. I roll stealth check as a slayer.
Oh.
You're still beating me.
You weren't focusing on the stealth, that's the problem.
Yeah.
You're focusing on the how ridiculous Jarl is. Meanwhile, Makoa must still be there, but it's really hard to guarantee it.
No.
It's more that you're pretty sure he's not anywhere else, so sort of by elimination. Okay, you push the door. It's very heavy, but you do feel it slowly grinding open. Sort of faint rattling of chains or something, and creaking of metal, not in a kind of rusted way, just in a kind of metal under strain way. You know, if you've been to like pylons and stuff in strong wind.
Yeah.
Yeah, that faint kind of metal moving sort of sound. But the doors creak open and you see before you a much narrower corridor.
See, it's all fine.
Let's be right back and see his nipple.
Detecto Magico down the corridor.
Whose nipple?
I think she said she went to the toilet.
Okay. I heard what I'm pretty sure was, I'll just be at the back with C's nipple.
No, that's not what I heard.
I'm just going mad with power. It's the only explanation.
Where was I? I don't even know. Right. Detecto Magico. Let's start with that.
You detect for magic.
Do I detect glyphs?
No.
Do I detect... I don't know what else I could detect.
You do detect some moderately ornate magical tracings in the walls. They're very faint. I say in the walls, I mean on the walls.
Can I read magic?
It's not writing, it turns out, as you attempt to decipher it. It's
okay.
Just appears to be decoration. So you're the part of your senses that is not your dark vision can see there's these sort of weird, like, almost like St. Elmo's fire kind of decorations, tracing various patterns on some of the walls.
Interesting. Magical art. What's your thoughts on this? Ever thought of magical art would be a thing?
Magical art?
Yeah.
I don't know, so that's not something I've ever thought about. I mean, I guess maybe if someone wanted to like protect a painting or something, like maybe they'd like enchant the art or something.
What's that guy? The guy who could see ultraviolet. And all his paintings, actually, if you look at them as if they had if you could see part of the ultraviolet light of the spectrum, they actually look really different.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Ultraviolet artist. This is going to bug me now.
Back, sorry about that.
Do you remember hearing about an artist who could see ultraviolet and painted in ultraviolet?
Real life or not real life?
Real life. Monet, that was it.
Could Monet do that?
Yeah.
It half rings a bell, but I don't know. Apparently he could. Cool, right. Back to where we were.
We found magical art.
Yes.
Beckett?
Right, okay. What sort of magical art?
Well,
is it the patrons? Is it the divine beings? Is it...
It just appears to be lines.
Abstract.
Abstract art.
Perception check?
Sure.
Or spellcraft, but again, I don't actually have to set magic.
Yeah, it does just seem to be like artistic patterns.
Okay. You guys said magical, is it pinging with set magic then?
Yep.
It looks like lines drawn with St. Elmo's fire. Or what you might think of as witch fire.
Oh boy. Okay.
It's a witch's fire, you know? Maybe these are the guys who originally created it.
It's also... basically, it pings about as much as something you would do with prestidigitation.
Super low power magics. Yet, okay. Here after thousands and thousands of years.
And if they're the kind of people to use magic in just their art, then it is very likely they use magic for other things as well.
To be fair, I'm just going to remind you that time I ever so slightly got electrocuted.
That's my point, is we've got to be in guard. As we have been already.
So, let us continue. Let's keep working. Becca first, okay. Me, and then our magical healer.
Mm-hmm.
20 feet apart.
Maybe not that far apart.
15 foot.
If we have 5 foot gap between us, so that would be, yeah. Basically, we want.
Unless it might make sense
Makoa's
to have.
Makoa's spells to hit the front and me to be able to fly to the back. So 5 foot between us, and that means that effectively there's 15 feet between myself and Makoa. That does mean that still that if one person gets in trouble, the other doesn't have to waste time getting to help the other.
Other option, we have Makoa in the middle, and then he can heal either of us, and we can move in closer in case of threat.
I don't think we should too far apart. I think 5 feet's reasonable enough.
Okay, fair enough. Sounds like a plan.
And regards, speaking out of character, I don't know who, because I think you two are fairly tanky compared to one another. Kara has a fuck ton of charisma because that's his stat.
I've got I'm not certain how much health I have. I either have 32 or 37.
Oh.
You're adorable. Right, okay, you're in the middle.
I've got 20 AC as well.
Right, yeah. So I have 20 AC and 20 points, hit points left.
You're in the middle, Jarl.
I've literally all the charisma.
To be fair, you both actually have better AC than I do.
How do you have 10? I thought your dex's buff.
I am, but I'm also wearing a breastplate. So I'm more on charisma and int than I spread my stats out, so I've got 16 dex, 16 intelligence, and 20 charisma. Because I was going for sort of tanking hit points rather than tanking high AC. I was saying that I should have one more dexterity, one more AC actually. Yeah, because of bonus progression. Anyway, yes.
So, what's the plan?
Becca, 5 foot me, 5 foot Makoa, walking down this lovely tunnel.
Cool. I assume you're flying.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes, it's a corridor. It's covered in, you know, quite, again, in, like, the stylistic, the way it's stylized is still very alien to you, but what you think are very well executed carvings of these creatures and things they're doing, and, you know, their tiny little, their little eyes beading out at you from the walls. In some cases, they just seem to be kind of, you know, there's things like them sparring with each other or doing something in some kind of pond. There's the bits where they seem to be looking out at you as though watching whoever might come through. You're still not detecting any magic. There's no trace of anything like that. How quickly would you like to move?
Stealth, level, quickness.
Yeah, that's
how that's what, 15 foot per round?
Yeah, lowish. That's fine. I just need a very general...
Black magic, I might like to make myself
stealthful.
The day we get mithril stuff.
Yeah. It's slowly narrowing. The ceiling is a little bit lower here, but it's still, you know, 15 foot. So you can easily fly above people, Becca.
Yeah, neat.
Yes. Makor, you will pick out the other end, or what appears to be the other end of this corridor. There's another door. Looks very similar. People want to make me perception checks.
No.
Cool, so that's a 19 for the group.
Nice. Yeah, as you approach this door, the sort of... the concentration of the creatures in the artwork that sort of seem to cluster closer and closer around this door.
Okay.
Peering out at you.
Who the hell are you? Sorry, I'm getting fucked on of emails recently about GDPR.
Oh,
I've got one from one company. I have no idea who they are. Tapper Talk.
Oh, they're the forum companies.
Right. Why don't
have you ever signed up for a forum? You would have probably, if you ever logged in on it on your phone, it would have come up.
Possibly.
With that.
There's a couple I can think of that might be it. Fair enough. Great. Anyway, sorry, I got distracted by that. There's just all these people coming out of the woodwork saying, yeah, we have your data. Can you not tell? Can you not make do? Yeah. Can you not get us in trouble, please? We've even got politicians doing it. Anyway, if we still probably, if there's nowhere to go, we may as well keep going. What are other people's thoughts?
Well, hang on, there are things looking at us?
Carvings.
Oh, carvings. Okay.
There's just a lot more of the creatures in this stretch. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot more of the creatures in this stretch. And
are these the divine being creatures or the patron creatures?
No, the little... The population kind of creatures. Not the patrons. Since you're clearly... sort of pausing to look. The eyes of all these creatures actually appear to be holes rather than anything carved.
Was that the case of earlier carving?
Yeah, you think so. I mean, it's probably just an artistic style thing.
Probably.
Who's got dungeoneering?
I might have that. No, well, I don't think I had that.
No.
33. Off the nat 20.
I mean, it could be an art style thing. That's entirely plausible, you know. Art style's a different industry. I mean, if you did want to build some kind of, you know, way of pumping poisonous gas into a room or releasing killer bees, you know, this would be a good way.
I mean, poisonous gas we're immune to, bees less so.
To be fair, I'm a suit of armor, bees can't hurt me.
I mean, a coat is bones. I have prefer not to be hit by bees.
To be fair, I think you could probably fly a bit faster than them. Could run them in circles until they become dizzy. And then when they're dizzy, we can beat them to death.
That is true.
We should also totally try that. Trek a monster into running in circles so much that it becomes dizzy that we can knock it out. Death by coup de grace. Death by dizziness. Regardless, let's keep going.
Very well.
So remind me exactly what we can see exactly.
There is a corridor which at this point is narrowing to be 5 foot wide as it approaches this door. This door is similar to the other one you've seen, but smaller. There's only one rather than two. The door's about 10 foot high, the ceiling's about 15 foot high. In this stretch, the carvings, you get more and more of the creatures in the carvings, which are about sort of, you know, they're not, I mean, some of them are smaller, obviously supposed to be in the distance. Some of them are what you presume is almost life size. So kind of halfling sized, kobold sized, that kind of thing.
Right.
And the sort of, some of them are looking in all kinds of different directions, but there are an awful lot that seem to be looking directly in as though to watch whoever's coming in and out of the door.
Right.
This could be a problem. I'm pretty tall, so if it gets any smaller, might not fit. So I can make myself smaller.
We'll just take your head off, it's fine.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say. I could just disassemble myself and you guys can carry me and I'll reassemble myself on the other side. Look, I can do it like this. Flat, freeze. And I collapse to the ground.
It's very convincing.
Let's just scoop him into a bag and keep going.
Joel, are you allowing this?
I think I'd only realise this after I was in the bag, but I'd reassemble inside the bag.
Okay. Can Iris carry the bag and fly? Containing
Joel? That's a very, very good question, actually. Give me 2 seconds. The answer's probably no.
So I'm 50 pounds. I think I've got something like 20 pounds worth of stuff.
Give me a second to figure out my actual strength score. 8 higher, 15. I've got my own shit ton of gear. What's my carrying weight right now? 40 pounds. 90 pounds. I'm in heavy weight right now. Actually, that's a lie. I'm in medium load.
You're probably fine.
Yeah.
Does that affect your flying capabilities at all?
It will slow me down. It is also arguably that if you follow a very obscure string of rules, someone can't fly while in medium load. That technically only applies to animal companions.
Yeah,
because that everyone knows silly. That Pathfinder rules are concise and consistent.
Yeah. No, I have a feeling there's a thing that says you can't fly it perfect if you've got probably only a heavy load, though. So
it's well, not, it's not she's clumsily flying. Yeah. She is trying to, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just remind ourselves. We have... I mean, you still look like the top half of a beautiful woman with wings, carrying your own legs in a sack and another sack containing the dismembered armor of another party member, flapping, I sort of can only imagine somewhat inelegantly, like a seagull beating the air, in a corridor full of sculpted, strange, sort of odd, small creatures near a big silver door. There's also a skeleton in a robe.
Somehow the skeleton in the robe is the most normal thing here. How is that possible?
I'm used to hearing that.
Okay, right. Would you be so kind as to let me out of the bag?
You put yourself in the... Actually, you didn't put yourself... Fine. We'll put the bag down.
You see the head roll out and slowly the body assembles behind it, filing out. I totally didn't steal the legs while I was in there.
You better not touch my legs.
Well, I didn't really have a choice. The bag didn't have compartments. I had to touch them.
My legs are staying in the bag. If my legs leave the bag, then you don't have a head anymore.
You will know if he steals the legs on account of they're your legs.
That's a sentence.
Hang on, let me get the quote wall up.
Okay.
Why is everyone wanting to put... Right.
There'll come a day when Jal can steal the legs and it will be relevant for the party and it'll be useful. Admittedly, today is probably not that day, but it will happen. I promise you this. Okay. Shall we continue down this through this 10-foot high door?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to remind me of your current marching order?
Well, I think it's just changed. I'm now in front.
Nope.
Oh.
Annoying.
Allow the suit of armor to be suicidal. Okay,
no.
Cool. Becca first.
Okay. Yeah, you can. It's slightly more awkward just because the ceiling's a bit lower. But, you know, if you don't mind being a little bit clumsy and kind of occasionally maybe grabbing a bit of wall, can flutter up to the door.
Why did they make it like this? Why make it slowly narrowing if they were only 4 foot tall in the first place?
Good question.
What's the point in all that extra effort?
Something we've missed.
Is now a good time to try the ritual?
No!
Because there might be something that we've missed and that we might be able to impose upon this reality by using the ritual.
I'm going to get the bag ready.
So...
Okay, fine. Let's just get at the door.
Iris is at the door. What are the rest of you doing?
I'm just standing 5 foot away from her, like I'm told.
Right. Let's. Are you just all marching towards the door in unison then, essentially?
Yeah.
Well, not in step, because, you know, that could cause problems.
That's a known issue. But, okay, yeah, so you step, I assume, with a certain amount of caution forward. The hollow, empty eyes of the small, ancient creatures stare at you. It would be very unnerving if you were physically capable of fear. But you're not. So it's fine. Look, there's some carved things with eye holes. How nice. And yeah, your jarl will start stepping through them. No particular difficulty. Nothing seems to happen. I assume you continue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You've got your magic stents up. Nothing magical happens.
Thought.
I should say I was constantly aware for what for that sensation of going wrong in that ritual again.
Mm-hmm. You know this ritual, and because I read the words from the inscription. Oh, you know my book of the occult that I got from those occultists in place beginning with A.
Yeah.
Do I recognize any of the words in that book?
You mean, do you recognize any of the words you've seen here from that book?
Yes.
That's a good question. You will need to examine it later.
Hmm. Okay. Because I've been slowly reading the book, so I was just wondering in case I'd picked up anything. But I shall probably do a full examination later.
Yeah, you're not immediately picking anything up.
Cool.
Oh. What are you doing?
Well, we're through the door.
Slowly heading forward, yeah.
Through the door, he says. Okay, right. You approach the door. Iris is there. It's another silver door, smaller. Well, actually, no, it's about the same size as one of them. But
magic one of it.
Yeah, there is no sense of any magic on it at all.
Then this is the same as the last door.
Yep. As you get close to it, under your foot, there is a click.
This is what I know is going to happen. Why did I have to go?
We knew, we were told there were hollow eyes and we forgot to check for traps.
Nobody looked in the eyes.
Well, guess what, Becca? Guess what, Iris? Your idea of putting the weak person in the middle didn't pay off. I should have told you I should have been in the back.
I blame Arnie for this. He's a smart one. Right.
I'm role-playing my character, who is 10 in 8 whiz. Enjoy.
Nice.
This is a wisdom
thing.
I'm
just going to be sassy. That's what my charisma is.
This is a wisdom issue. Becca is the wisest person here. It's your fault.
I'm really, really not.
Right. You all make me... Ooh, now what should this be? This should probably be a reflex save to react to the noise rather than a perception check to detect it.
Somehow this is not my worst save.
16.
So what kind of reflex bullet
or... That's what you get, Al. It's good.
Yeah. Reflex.
Poor Makoa.
Okay, so all of you, in fact, beat the DC to hear an attempt to respond to the sudden... There is a ferocious rattle of chains. There is a series of metallic shunks. And you have a split second to prepare yourselves, which, amongst other things, means that none of you are flat-footed.
Okay. Is this a bad time to tell you I can't blow anything up anymore?
It's fine, I can shred things.
You're fine!
I have no second level spells. I do have hydraulic push and thunderstomp. It's not the end of the world.
Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
Cool.
I was just going to say, as long as I can be hit by negative energy, we've still got area effect going on because we've got Makoa.
Yeah, you're fine! Okay. Right. Jarl is unfortunately going to be in the thickest part of the concentration of eyes. That is not going to hit your AC, however.
Yay.
That's what I get for buffing AC.
Makoa!
Mm-hmm.
In a much less concentrated part. Excellent. And Iris is flying above the eyes. So here's what happens. There's this metallic sound. You all notice it happening. You all do something. You move. I'm assuming Iris will kind of flap violently and swing around and away to in a position to react, but well out of the danger zone.
Yeah, that sounds very her.
That seemed like an Iris sort of thing to do. Makoa, what do you do?
So stuff shooting out of the eyes.
Basically, yeah. You've got, like, the equivalent of a swift action. Just tell me what you're doing.
Can I drop prone as a swift action?
Sure, that's what you're doing. You just let yourself collapse.
Yep.
And Joel, like, in my head, all that happens is Joel turns with that kind of inevitability.
Joel's just going to stand there. He's going to start casting Thunderstorm, but he can't do that in a swift action.
So, Joel's head rotates. The rest of his arms move into casting position. Huge steel spikes spring out of virtually all of the eye holes of these creatures and slam right across the aisle.
Should have dropped to the floor.
Iris is well out of reach. Makoa has fallen prone. Part of him still sticks over. Part of it, you know, his head is down and covered. Part of his spine is still curved up into the area. Spikes go straight through his robe, through the gaps in his rib cage, and slam into the opposite wall.
Oh.
Well, it was nice knowing you.
Which part of through the gaps in his rib cage did you miss there?
Oh, no, hang on. Am I able to wrangle myself out, or am I trapped?
Right now you're trapped. This is still a swift action in which you're dropping prone, though. That's yeah. Let me have my fun. Joel suddenly finds a bunch of metal spikes are slamming into his armor, into gaps between bits of his armor, and he's going to take...
Before we go there, which health total are we using? The roll 20? The roll 21 on which... If there's one which is 32, one that's 37.
You've taken any damage.
Well, no, that's my maximum. My maximum two places is different.
Take whichever one's higher.
37, cool. I like that number.
You take 9 points of damage as your armor is buckled and bent by the force of the spikes. That's slightly mean because I made you stand still, but, you know.
Yeah, that's what Jar would have done.
Yeah. Okay.
Bitterly.
The dust settles.
I'm ever so slightly impaled.
You just kind of... Yeah, you're kind of stuck. I mean... You know, there's metal spikes through you.
I'm going to wait a few seconds to see if any more of the traps going to go off.
I'm going to pull my foot, see if I can, pull my foot off the clicky pad.
Yeah.
Okay, anything happen?
Nope.
I'll put it back down on the clicky pad.
Nope!
When you moved your foot, the stone didn't move. It stayed down.
Right.
Let's
try and help. Well, Iris is going to try and help Makoa first because he's probably easiest to get out.
Yep.
I'll be honest. I could just disassemble myself and you could take me bit by bit.
We'll do that too. Yeah.
Yep.
We'll just extracting armor off spikes.
Yep. It'll take a few minutes,
but it's relatively easy. Makoa's a little bit trickier. But
yeah, I'm sort of imagining like trying to work him around the spikes almost.
Yeah, and I mean, you've got various kinds of weapon.
Can I actually do a disabled device check to try and make the spikes retract? Is that an option?
You can attempt it on like a small area of spikes.
We'll try that for Makoa.
Okay, how do you propose?
I'm not sure as to use this. Because the other option would be to try and pry the clicky trap back up to try and make it basically retract everything. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'm not quite. The other option would be her trying to look for a switch or like a trigger to try and pull them back. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure if she'd be able to do it, but yeah. Or inserting the tools into like the side of a spike and just trying to wiggle like you do with a lock.
Yeah. So you can attempt to getting at the spikes is a bit tricky on account of how they're coming out of stone walls.
Okay. Yeah.
You can essentially just chip away at the spikes themselves. That's certainly an option. You could try and break into the walls.
It might be it's just to try to extract a skeleton, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, basically, given time, you will be able to do it.
Yeah.
You've got the advantage that being a skeleton, he can't bleed to death.
Yeah.
He's just kind of slightly embarrassed.
You don't mind a couple of chips, right?
Hmm?
Don't worry, we can buff them out.
Not everyone's made of armor, Joel.
He's the one who takes the most damage, I swear.
I'm just a magnet for luck. Good luck, bad luck. It's just luck. And it's all my.
That's what all my low-wiz characters say.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, with a bit of work, you'll be able to extract Makoa as well, yeah. Actually, to be honest, the most badly affected thing here is probably your backpacks.
That's fine. My backpack is me. Actually, that was pretty badly affected. No, that's fair enough.
Yeah. Makoa's robe is going to look a bit more like a colander.
It's how's my journal?
Stylish or something. Your journal is fine. The small amount of magic you've laid onto it is has caused the trap to glance off.
Good. Well.
Yeah, the backpacks themselves are now somewhat ragged, and you might need to do a bit of quick sewing to patch them up.
So, I also had some vials of vampire cult altar blood in me.
Still there.
Good, not broken at all.
Nah.
Good, because I had several vials, so that could have been bad.
Yeah, no, all the spikes seem to have impaled themselves on convenient, you know, small books of religious texts, large pieces of cork that you found somewhere, you know, that sort of thing. Yep. Pineapples.
I had a spare 50 foot of hemp rope which protected everything. Yep. I still don't know why I have this rope. I thought I got... No, I did keep it. I never did sell it.
Rope's decent enough to always keep on you.
I have 50 foot of rope and I also have a rope of climbing. I just... That's
110
foot of rope.
You never have enough rope. As having played Pathfinder for several years, you never have enough rope.
But physically impossible.
True. I do need some rope to go with the block and tackle. And the last cutter.
So do you want to know how long I've been waiting to use that trap?
4 months.
A little under 6 years.
What? Okay.
Read that later.
Yeah.
You've opened the door. And you find yourselves... As soon as I actually do it...
hang on, where are you? You're there. Did I even put your characters on there? Apparently not. Where are your characters, damn it?
Who knows?
They are on them. The sheet back, the one with the...
Yeah, I found you.
The hell. Or whatever the underwater city of Cthulhu is. Was it Dagon? Who has the underwater city?
Someone.
Dagon might?
Mythos underwater city.
Where is this thing I made? Minute thing.
Oh, Ryla. Ryla?
Yeah.
That's Cthulhu then. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, that's the prison of Cthulhu.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The road to Ryla is what I think we could call this session.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty certain that's exactly where we're going.
Ah, okay. I've managed to turn anyone
tells Cam my puns, I swear. Right.
You find yourselves on a map.
Cool. Just one second. It's going to pop to loop.
Yep.
I should use this for that. Where did I do that? Three out of 40. 40, yeah. That's good. Boom.
What are you mining?
My jaw.
Cool, that's good. I now have 3 bars. What is that? Oh, that's what that is. Why do I have that?
Never mind, someone's in the shower. This is how I die.
Yeah.
I know. I swear, the best thing about moving is that we've got ensuite bathrooms next year, and oh god, it's going to be beautiful.
Mm.
I thought I could handle, 4 people, 1 bathroom.
No. We struggle with 3 and 1 when I was house sharing.
Yeah, I've had 6 and 2 and 6 and 3, so I thought 6 and 2, I thought the 4 and 1 would be fine.
No, nope. The difference between, I think the difference between 1 and 2 is the crucial one.
Yeah.
Because the chance that someone might want 1 bathroom at any time is quite high, and if someone wants to do something that takes a long time, there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, because to be fair, we also aren't necessarily the best at telling people we're going to have showers. We do sometimes, and other times we don't. We're all guilty of it, so... But, yeah. Which is making it fun, because I now have intermittent shift times, so I sometimes need to go to the bathroom and sometimes in a shower. But, yeah.
Right, well,
yeah, I gave up having baths at all when I was living in Oxford, just because, like, it was always... So, you are on a map, and you are now a good way into this exploration.
It depends on what you have planned next.
Getting there.
I don't mind, to be honest.
I was going to call session at 10, if that's all right. But if you want to go early, we can also do that. I thought Iris might want some fun. That's what I like to hear. So, what do you do?
First, make a perception check for any more traps. Like we should have done when you told us the eyes were fucking hollow. I can't believe we actually somehow got through that without making a check.
Oh, wait, no. That's not right.
It's perfect.
Why, what was that?
You told us there might be acid or bees.
I did. Yeah, I'm just saying. I felt no shame in that case in impaling all of you.
We deserved that.
You're just lucky you all rolled well. What's a good number of hit points?
100.
Okay, duly noted.
That's if it's a PC. If it's a monster, that's meant to be zero.
Too late.
Nathan, I swear to God.
I'm sure it's fine. So, you are confident there is no immediate danger.
Right, let's go through the door.
Let me just reveal some areas. Girl.
I might have a couple of cure inflict potions somewhere. We can sort of pour them over the armor, that works, right?
Yeah, that technically works. Initially, it won't heal with a big hole in my chest, but it'll heal the rest of the ones.
See if I do. I have a lot of money I haven't spent, basically, so I'm not sure I'm bothered to spend it on stuff like healing.
We never actually got around to spending the money that we sold. So I still have 90 platinum that's just sitting around.
How do you have that much?
You remember we sold all the stuff we had, and then you gave us like 150 plat each?
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. Actually, so that works. I bought the ant hole. I bought the mule back horse, didn't I? So yeah, actually, that works. If you guys haven't bought anything, that actually makes sense.
Yeah. So I bought the books of all four elemental languages, and that's the only thing I bought with it.
Yeah. So assuming they were quite cheap, then that makes sense because I've got about 600 right now. So
yeah, they're 100 each. Yeah. So
I was thinking I bought the mule back horse a lot earlier. Flash, you know, we haven't really had spending recently. So,
yeah, we only bought them in our
Yeah, capital. Soon, I promise.
Be honest, don't know what Jal would spend it on. Full plate and that's it, I think.
Yeah, Mithril armor, because I am cliche and don't have imagination.
Things that you can't normally benefit from. That's what I recommend.
Yeah.
Take full advantage of being undead.
Unless Shim wants to adopt the various rules I'm trying to build right now. you've all seen them, the style feats, because the next step up from that was basically changing guided into effectively agile and then making one for each. So the idea being that if you've got the style as opposed, so as treat the first style as weapon finesse. And then such that the enchantment would let you in out of the damage. And basically replace guided with that. So guided, because guided can be very powerful for a plus one enchantment. Playing somewhat an inquisitor with a monk dip and a guided weapon right now is, yeah.
Yeah.
She upsets the DM. Yep.
Yeah.
Who's the DM?
Dean. It's actually more she pulls the major thing she does is give a plus yes to a bodyguard and another is actually the main thing. So she's actually, despite being the tank and having a really high AC, if everyone else standing next to her, she's the squishiest.
Nice. So Let's wrap this up a bit. What are you doing?
Okay, so we're... Right. Where do we want to go, people? Pick a direction.
Down?
Straight.
I swear to God.
Joel,
You're not ethereal, Joel.
Yeah.
Essentially there's like a square platform with stairs going off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jolt, stay. Stay. I swear I will tie rope around you.
Okay. I'll take out my rope of climbing, tie it to myself, and it's like, would you like it?
I'll take the rope of climbing off and tie my own rope around him. Right. I'm just gonna hold the other end, right.
Okay, no reason, but how much leeway are you giving him on the rope?
About 10 feet.
Okay.
Can I go further?
If you make a strength check.
To be fair, you probably succeed that strength check.
Yeah.
If it was a combat maneuver check, I would actually be pretty good at that because I get to add my int bonus to that.
That's probably fine. So what's the plan?
I'm going to keep walking this way. I'm going to peek around the side. I'm going to peek. I'm going to stealthily peek. So that's a stealth check and a perception check.
Okay.
Right, let's...
Okay, I assume I see nothing.
There's some floor.
Oh, you apologise for Ren already?
That's an entire campaign of that. Stealthing.
To fair, yeah, I probably apologise more when he actually triggers the encounter that kills a party member. Anyway.
Well, I am stealthing, don't worry. I did get a 23.
Let's have perception checks. Makoa apparently didn't follow you here at all.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Keeping a few feet back, but not too many.
Four?
No, you can't see him at all. He's just vanished.
Even with me helping Becca, we can't find him.
Nine, yeah. I don't even know if I'm here.
Yep. You're so sneaky, you've convinced yourself that you're not there.
Oh,
I've ceased existing. No.
It can't end like this. Right, Iris, you've got finely honed senses for this kind of thing. Jarl, to a slightly less extent, but not that much less. You sense there's a rhythmic pulsing sound from a bit further down here. And a slight, like your magical senses tingle faintly.
Mm-hmm.
Slight sense of pulsing pressure.
I peek around stealthily.
Okay, let me check distances.
Oh no.
You can just see sort of purplish shimmer on the furthest point of your vision.
Yeah. What's in the back of me?
Behind you, there is a wall. Yeah. And there... I didn't reveal it. Is a sort of niche with a statue.
Ooh, that's true. Is now the right time for the ritual?
There's never a right time for the ritual. Damn it, Sal!
Right, I'm going to look at my Mr. Statue quickly.
Okay. Make me an Arcana check.
I'm good at these. And I get a 38.
Yeah. Yes, this is, you're convinced, a representation of... I mean, you've heard of this kind of thing? I mean, it's some kind of, like... Not even extra planar, but something else. Maybe extra planetary? Something like that, but it's it seems to be a representation of a sort of large four-legged hunting beast of some kind. It seems to be carved from obsidian. And it also seems to be imbued with magic. Or maybe not
is
magic.
Any inscription? Oh. Technological.
The word that's probably hovering towards you is something along the lines of alive.
What's behind me?
A wall.
Like directly above. Is that just wall? Okay.
Wall.
I'm going to prod it.
Oh, damn it, Joel. Stop.
Roll initiative.
I didn't say I was going to prod it. I was just asking opinion before I prodded it.
You said you were going
to
prod it.
I was making you two roll initiative to see which of you acted first.
Oh, fair enough. Oh. Cool. Right.
My intent is not to directly prod it until I've had a confirmation of its...
7. No, 9. Sorry.
Iris gets in there first.
Yeah, is grabbing or wrestling Yankee away confirmation enough, Joel?
Okay. I won't prod it. No need to get angry.
Can I spellcraft it, or is it still going to be need to be detect magic, sort of?
No, you don't actually need to detect magic. You can arcana it, you can spellcraft it
We'll study it for a second, then spellcraft it.
Okay.
You're meant to be good at this, Iris. Everything she's meant to be good at, she rolls shit.
But is still...
I mean, 23 is still good, but she rolled a 7 on the dice, my boy.
You're just having really bad luck. Yeah. However, that is more than adequate. So, interestingly, I mean, typically you get... You know, you've seen this kind of thing before. Typically you get, like, things with transmutation magic on them, that kind of stuff. This has... conjuration magic.
Okay, that's interesting. And also, if this isn't the idea you're using, then I have a cool concept for a Barfinder monster. Anyway.
Excellent. Make a note of it.
We should perhaps leave this alone. Does it notably have eyes that it's looking at anywhere?
It doesn't have eyes or a mouth.
Okay.
It has got something that's probably a head, but...
Mm.
It's quite... It's not abstract, but it's quite simplistic.
Fair. I'm just thinking if it's some sort of guardian of some kind or something.
I mean, that would make sense.
Yeah.
At least if this was an ordinary kind of dungeon.
That is very, very true.
Is there any kind of inscription on it?
Yes.
Can I linguistics?
You can attempt a linguistics check. It will take about 10 minutes.
We have time?
Oh, I nat won that. 14.
There's something about peace, but that's about the only thing you think you can make out.
It's a guardian of peace. It brings peace through war.
That does not sound like a very good peace.
Well, so it's an interesting idea.
It's really not. There are those who have strength and believe it brings peace and tranquility, and it really does not.
Well, if you think about it like this. If you basically scare everyone into not fighting by being so good at fighting that nobody else wants to fight, because if they do... you're fighting back, then nobody's going to fight.
That is not true peace. That is intimidation, and people are not free to do what they wish.
No, they're free to do what they wish as long as it's not fight.
No, because then they're going to be scared of doing other things as well, because they're going to be scared of what you interpret as fighting or as acting against you. And even if your intention is originally peace, you might get at it, go to your head and think, basically, if you believe you're the one who must bring peace, then there is something wrong, because no one has a right over anyone else to bring peace or to be above anyone else.
So is there ever really a solution to war? No, we must kill each other. Therefore, the strong will still rise to the top. But at least one is kind of some weird stalemate where at least not many people are dying, even if it is more of a tyranny.
You can have your tyranny, I'd rather find peace elsewhere.
Let me know when you find it.
I had a problem at Eagle. That's a lie, that is a lie. Yeah.
Shall we keep heading downwards? I am wary that if it is alive, it might flank us and eat me from behind. Makoa, you can be dinner.
You're bone.
It's probably a dog. It'll eat you first.
Perhaps if you... Actually, no, it doesn't work either, because that just makes one of you to a target. Yeah. We put the squishy suit of armour in the middle.
I just don't get how this works. How am I the squishiest one?
You're a wizard.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Right. Becca, first, I shall be right behind her.
There's something there. Are we coming?
Okay.
Makoa, what are you... Hang on.
Makoa's got supervision.
Wait, what's got... Yeah.
You were underneath the statue briefly.
Everyone stop moving while I just let Makoa see things.
Oh my. Why do I feel like this is a lot bigger room than I thought it was?
Because you can scroll down a lot.
I need to scroll down a bit. I wasn't paying attention to how much you scroll down.
Oh wow, I didn't actually realise that either. Well, good luck, guys. It was nice knowing you.
260 feet, I'm just saying.
Wowza. That's a big portal.
Okay.
It's now a good time for the ritual.
No! Now
is a good time.
To all initiative?
To call an end to this session.
Yeah.
Sorry, Aris.
That's fun.
Didn't quite get to mincing, but...
She's not all about mincing, it's fine. She's also apparently about yelling at Jar repeatedly every 5 seconds.
I mean, I dig it, you know. I'd like to point out you haven't sulked for several sessions.
That's a good point. I can't remember why I was sulking in the first place, to be honest.
When have you
being dead?
Failed badly. When have you missed with all your attacks? That was it.
Yeah. And she probably should have been solving for the amount of miss she's been doing with her skill check. She's not aware she's missing.
Yeah. She hasn't been fighting much. How's that sulk counter looking?
I can't. Well, I've got it somewhere. It's like 3 or 4.
Okay. Keep working on it.
3. If that's the sulk counter, it's only on 3. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So, you have discovered a strange pulsing purple thing. In the depths of the ancient city, and did not die from traps. Good job.
Nice, cheers. Thanks for not murdering us horribly.
Yeah, I try.
Next session, however.
Well, that seems to be a good place to pause for now. Thanks for joining us for this episode of Librarians and Leviathans. You can find us, should you want, at librariansandleviathans.blogspot.com. Hyphenated, because we're not barbarians. Watch out for the glyphs of wording, obviously. The Pathfinder role-playing game is property of Paizo Publishing. The music for the podcast is, as always, Vultava from Mavlast by Smetna. And the episode theme is Constancy, Part 3, by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com.